You join me here on RNIB Connect Radio at the IPSA World Blind Games, and I'm at the cricket at the moment, and I've got two of the England women's cricket team here. I've got Catherine Yelfs-White, who is the captain of the blind women's England cricket team, and I've also got their coach, Jan Godman. Catherine, how did you get into blind cricket, and how did you make it to become captain?
I was introduced to blind cricket about 12 years ago now, when Blind Cricket England Wales was starting to travel around the country and set up new teams in different counties. So they came down to Somerset, and one of my teammates, Heidi, worked for a blind charity there and was organising events for visually impaired people to attend. Cricket came up, so we jumped at the chance to give it a go, bitten by the bug, and been here ever since. And then we started putting a developmental international side together 6 years ago now, I believe, because no women had represented England as yet, even though it was a combined team, but no one had represented. So we thought, let's make our own, get some more involvement. And I've been captain the last year or so in the build up to these games.
And just as that role of captain, what does that involve in the actual game? Dealing with the rest of the team, how much input do you have with the rest of the team when you're playing?
Oh, I joke that for the cool down and the rest following, that it's the brain that sore the most rather than the body. There's so much to think about, tactically and whatever. It is just standard cricket. There's a lot to think about on the pitch, similar to the ordinary game in that way. Lots of thinking to be done.
And Jan, as coach, what's your sort of involvement with the team? You're obviously coaching them, but coming into the game today, obviously you're playing India in an hour's time, roughly. I mean, what is your sort of involvement now with the team? What are you actually sort of saying to the team at the moment?
Well, my involvement is just to keep them positive. We have a fairly new team, and this is the first big sort of tournament. And I myself is new in to coach the team, with Steve, who's already the coach there. And it's just, I've got a big learning curve to see how we can make the cricket more efficient and more effective.
And it's good that, with Tom Lister, the coach of the men's, he's come from the women's side of things, from the women's cricket down in the southeast. And it's good to see that blind cricket and other blind sports are getting coaching coming in from the able-bodied teams.
Yes, I mean, that's it. The strategy, and it's just the observations that we can make and offer how to make things more effective and, get more wickets, hit the ball harder, that sort of thing. And we can bring that from the normal game into the blind game.
It's invaluable feedback, actually. We're really grateful to the ECB for bringing in additional coaching and physio support and what have you. We started off visually impaired, the team, the backroom staff, everybody. So it's useful to have some extra eyes on the side to pick up things that we wouldn't. So we're really grateful for that. That'll help us turn a corner.
And what do you both feel about the championships at the moment? I mean, it's fantastic that this is the first time that women's cricket has come together in an international competition, and the first time for IPSA as well.
I think it's brilliant. It's just another progression, and obviously the men's competition is going on at the same time. And there's, they've got, five teams? And we've got, we've only got three, but it's a starting point. And hopefully then other countries will because it's a massive games, they can have plenty of the blind, choosing what sport that they can do in those games.
And that's good, Catherine, isn't it? Because for other blind and partially sighted people to come here, watch the sport, how competitive the games are, and for people to get inspired and think, actually, as a blind or partially sighted person, I can get involved in cricket and join my local club.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. This is next level. We're here to be competitive, but we just want to raise the profile of our game and disability sport in general. It's great to see all the media interest, and that there's so much being streamed on YouTube and whatever, so people can see. I mean, you can't aspire to be something that you don't know exists and you don't see yourself, so we're just hoping to entertain and inspire.
And how do you feel you're going to possibly do today against India and join the rest of the championships?
Bit of an unknown, as we're all three of us are relatively new sides, really. So all we can do is put in our best performance and see how that goes.
Yeah, this is where I'll come and watch, see what they do and how we interact, the two teams interact on the pitch. And then I'll try and pick up stuff that we could, stop the ball, how we can stop the ball better. Just improving what we can do against each team. But it is the first time. We can't do anything until we see what's happening.
Yeah, and that's the benefit of only having three teams in this tournament. We play them twice, so we were having a bit of a look at Australia, and now we get to see what India are like, and then we've got another game against each to improve on things.
Yeah. And you will get the opportunity to play at Edgbaston, won't you?
If we make the final, top two teams will be playing the final there. That would be amazing. That would be a dream. That would play into the stadium like that.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Catherine and Jan, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio, and good luck for the rest of the matches.
Thank you very much.